It's Friday. Sox versus Indians. First pitch at 6:10.
On your home for White Sox baseball. WLS AM 890.
Sox won last night. That's great. Well, Chris Sale, of course, he's going to win. He's the stopper. Drive of the game. You listened. You heard. You can win an hour from now. We'll have White Sox tickets for you about 6:50. All right, people can be a little extra generous when maybe they've had a couple of drinks. So there's a popular Thai restaurant in Edgewater, Colorado. Been in the neighborhood for several years. The customers are very loyal. They love the wait staff. Who here has worked as a waiter? Anybody? Jen, have you ever worked as a waitress?
I did. I was a waitress and a bartender through college.
I know. Was a busboy and a dishwasher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a little taste from the waitresses?
Oh, yeah. They had, not when I was a dishwasher, but when I was a busboy, they had to share their tips with us.
And Brian Biggs, one of our producers, I know he's been a waiter on and off, mostly off, for a number of times. So, you know, tips are very important. Is that safe to say, Jen? You need the tips?
Yeah, I think that we would make like $3.20 an hour if we didn't have the tips.
And people are either tippers or they're not tippers. My dad famously just hates tipping. He's his whole life. He goes, I just wish that they'd put it in the price and give these people a fair wage, and that's it. He doesn't like being put under pressure to tip. He finds it distasteful. He doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, alligator arms. Oh, that's insensitive. Excuse me. I retract that statement in light of the news. I'm sorry. Anyway, so this up.
John.
Well, you know what alligator arms are, right?
I actually don't. What's the reference to?
I'll stand up and show you. It's people who can't reach their wallet.
Oh.
See, like this.
I wish I had a camera right now. Seeing Brian and Big John show me what alligator arms look like.
Those are alligator arms. Can't reach your wallet.
Okay, great.
Cheap. The implication being cheap.
Or like a birdie. Cheap, cheap.
Well, different, but okay. Anyway, so this waitress picks up her tip the other day, and this man has shown his gratitude by leaving her a $1,000, $88 tip. So she says, oh my goodness, this is going to help me out. Single mom trying to put herself to college. You get the whole idea.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, the next day the guy comes back and he said, you know, I was drunk.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I was drunk. I didn't know that I had given you that tip, or I didn't mean to at that time, and I'd like to have it back.
Oh, no.
Is he out of line, or should he get his money back?
It's so difficult to say, because I really think that you need to be responsible for all of your actions and words when you're drinking.
Oh, sure. Okay, great.
I mean, you know, if you're a jerk to somebody, whatever, you're a jerk to somebody, but you still need to be held responsible because you said it and you did it. So, I don't know. He gave her the money.
John Nemsey, if you come back and you play the drunk card, should you get your cash back the next morning? Probably not. I see John shaking his head.
I think he's listening to audio cuts.
Well, I was just going to get by saying he's shaking his head. But if you want to say he's listening to audio cuts, that's fine. Anyway, so we'll just put him down as a no. Kent in Lincoln Park. Kent, good morning. What say you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, John. My thought is this. It's like going to a casino and spending your money. Once it's spent, it's spent. And the guy that had enough money to be a big shot to give a $1,000 tip, he can afford it. Too bad for him. I think she should keep it and never give it back.
Well, he's saying, look, I was impaired, and I should be cut a mulligan on this. I should get my money back because clearly I'm a regular, and clearly I don't give tips like that, and clearly I need the money back. But no, you don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
No. Art, thank you, sir. Art is in Elmhurst. Art, welcome to WDLS. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Hey, was this a tip of cash, or was this a credit card? Because I think a credit card company would call you back and ask you if you really did that.
Well, no, credit card. I've put large tips on my credit. Credit card company doesn't care. Well, I don't think it was $1,000. That's a little out of my comfort level.
The credit card companies are today.
Yeah.
The purchases. And me, myself, I only tip a good tip if the waitress or waiter is actually attentive to your table.
Yeah. I mean, I try to do that, too. I'll be honest with you, Art. I try to only give a 20% tip, and I normally give 20% tips if, in fact, I've received good service. I find, though, even if I've received poor service, for some reason, I have an element of guilt if I try to just give 10%. So being the schmuck that I am, I generally wind up giving 20%.
Well, I'll still do it anyway, but I usually, to find out first, I'll order two beers on the first round. Then if they don't come back, I still get the other one.
All right, I like your way of thinking.
And two beers leads to $1,000 tips.
Well, not two beers, but a number of beers. I mean, you know, look, you do stupid things when you're drunk.
Yeah.
But I do hear what you said earlier, and that you just have to own up to it, and it is what it is. It is what it is.
I mean, maybe he'll stop drinking when he goes out to restaurants now.
There was a time in Vegas many years ago that I was out there, and I'd been out on the town for a long time, and I got back to my room, and I decided, you know, I'm in Las Vegas, and I hear bad things, although I was staying in a very good casino. So in retrospect, this is stupid. But what I did is I took my money out of my wallet, and I put it inside a rolled-up pair of socks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I put the rolled-up pair of socks in the drawer with my underwear and my T-shirts and what have you. And, of course, the next morning I woke up and forgot that I had taken my cash and put it in my socks and immediately thought that I had been robbed. There was no evidence that I had been robbed.
I did that in Orlando once. I hid my wallet and then I called and canceled my credit cards the next day and didn't have any money to get back and realized that I hid my wallet.
You know, really, do we have to pile on Orlando? Did you have to mention Orlando?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
Another messy situation.
I didn't think you drank.
That was when I did drink.
So that's one of the reasons you quit drinking?
Oh, yeah. Losing the wallet? Yeah.
Well,
you have to be responsible for what you do when you're drinking. And if, you know, you're irresponsible, you have to stop drinking.
Clearly, I agree with half of that statement, but I've not been able to follow the second half. So the next morning, I went ahead and I called down to what was it? Is it a Caesars or Bellagio? It might have been. I called down. I go, I'm sorry. I believe that I believe there's been a robbery. So the man with the earpiece came up and he took a little look-see and he said, "Well, there's no indication you've been robbed, but we'll go back and look at the cameras if you want and come by later and we'll see." And I was broke. I had no money. Credit cards are gone. My wallet's empty. There's no cash. There's no credit cards. And so I'm thinking, oh, gosh, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to call home and talk to my wife. Oh, Jesus. Oh, sweet dear Jesus, no. And I have to explain that I was so drunk that I lost all my money and got robbed and blah, blah, blah. And there'll be questions about who I was with and where I went and a bottle of champagne and all that. And then my buddy comes over. He's like, "Hey, how you doing this morning?" I go, "Well, geez, I got a horrible headache, and this carpet's making me throw up. But other than that, I'm fine, except I got robbed." He goes, "No, you didn't. You put it in a sock." I go, "What?" He goes, "You put your money and your credit cards in a sock, and I saw you put it in the drawer."
Oh.
So I had to call down to the serious man at Bellagio Security and explain that actually it was my fault, and I'm a dope, and I'll move hotels today. I know I'll never come back.
They probably have a bunch of people who think they got robbed.
I'm sure they do. That's why they smile and nod and take down the report.